They told you it was a conspiracy. They said the World Economic Forum was losing power. But behind the scenes, the machinery never stopped. Now, the social credit score system they've long fantasized about is no longer theory, it's code, it's policy, and it's coming. Peter Thiel, yes, that Peter Thiel, once seen as a tech renegade, is now a WEF Trojan horse in the White House. His company, Palantir, built to surveil, to profile, and to punish, is laying the infrastructure brick by digital brick. Their message to America is clear. Comply with the social credit score system or be excluded from society. But here's the kicker. This isn't some distant sci-fi nightmare. It's already happening. The very same Palantir technology being prepared for rollout in America is already being used in overseas to hunt, target, and eliminate the non-compliant. It's not just tracking behavior, it's enforcing compliance with deadly consequences. Before we dive in, a quick word about VP.net, the next generation of private browsing. VP.net is the only VPN designed with true zero-logging architecture. That means, unlike other VPNs, it literally can't track you. So even if governments or bad actors come knocking, there's nothing to hand over. It's that simple. No logs, no leaks, no bullshit. Go to vp.net/TPV for more. The World Economic Forum has spent years laying the groundwork for a global social credit score system. One that tracks your behavior, limits your freedoms, and rewards blind compliance. And while they call it progress, we've been sounding the alarm from the start. At the heart of their plan, a global digital ID linked to everything from your financial data to your carbon footprint. In this system, freedom isn't just a right, it's a privilege you have to earn through constant compliance. Many believe the WEF had been defeated when Klaus Schwab stepped down, when the American people pushed back against the globalist agenda in the 2024 election. But the globalists didn't surrender. They simply changed strategy. Now, lurking in the shadows, their dystopian vision is even more dangerous than ever. It isn't a future threat, it's a present reality. And its delivery system? Palantir. Peter Thiel's CIA-backed tech empire is building the surveillance infrastructure to make the WEF's dream a reality, right here in the United States. Palantir's Gotham platform was built by the CIA for the CIA. In its early years, the CIA was Palantir's only customer. It was, and still is, a surveillance tool designed for intelligence agencies. No wonder Palantir co-founder Alex Karp is on the record urging Americans to get ready for a three-front war with Russia, China, and Iran. These psychopathic globalists have been working hand in glove with the WEF to cause chaos around the world for decades. And now, they're turning their dystopian technology on the American people. Palantir is developing a new system for the federal government, powered by AI, that will monitor every American. It will merge Social Security, IRS records, and immigration data into one centralized database, a single profile, a centralized point of control. And they're using Gotham to do it. The same platform the CIA funded to spy on foreign targets, now repurposed to track and condition you. While most people are distracted or looking the other way, this is the quiet construction of a digital prison by a man long obsessed with the Antichrist, who went viral this week for insisting he isn't one. You can't make this up. And yet, he's the architect of the surveillance state rising around us.
Wouldn't the Antichrist be like, great, you know, we're not going to have any more technological progress, but I really like what Palantir has done so far, right?
Yeah,
I mean, isn't that a concern? Wouldn't that be the, you know, the irony of history would be that the man publicly worrying about the Antichrist accidentally hastens his or her arrival?
There are all these different scenarios. I obviously don't think that that's what I'm doing. I don't think that's what you're doing either.
I'm just interested in how you get to world willing to submit to permanent authoritarian rule.
Well, but again, there are these different gradations of this we can describe, but. Is this so preposterous, what I've just told you, as a broad account of the stagnation that the entire world has submitted for 50 years to peace and safetyism? This is a 1 Thessalonians 5:3. The slogan of the Antichrist is peace and safety.
A former WEF Young Global leader and longtime associate of Jeffrey Epstein, Peter Thiel bought himself political cover by pouring millions into Trump's presidential campaigns and bankrolling J.D. Vance's Senate run in Ohio.
Mr. Thiel, do you have any comments about Palantir's surveillance of the American people, sir? Or any of your connections to Jeffrey Epstein? I think people are rather concerned about that last particular one. You're setting up a Big Brother surveillance system, and people know it, sir. Do you think the American people want this surveillance tech being used against them?
While many were fooled into believing he was an ally of the anti-globalist right, Thiel was quietly laying the groundwork for something far more insidious. As the public looked the other way, the foundation for a digital control grid was being built. One line of code, one government contract at a time. By a WF member who thinks that transgender surgeries do not go far enough, and we should all transform ourselves more radically.
You would prefer the human race to endure, right? You're hesitating.
Yeah, well,
Yes?
I don't know. I would
This is a long hesitation. This is a long hesitation.
There's so many questions implicit in this.
Should the human race survive?
Yes.
Okay.
But I also would like us to radically solve these problems.
Right.
And so, you know, it's always, I don't know, you know, yeah, transhumanism is this, you know, the ideal was this radical transformation where your human natural body gets transformed into an immortal body. And there's a critique of, let's say, the trans people in a sexual context, or I don't know, a transvestite is someone who changes their clothes and cross dresses. And a transsexual is someone where you change your, I don't know, penis into a vagina. And we can then debate how well those surgeries work. But we want more transformation than that. It's the critique is not that it's weird and unnatural. It's, man, it's so pathetically little. And okay, we want more than cross-dressing or changing your sex organs. We want you to be able to change your heart and change your mind and change your whole body.
The global elite's vision for the future is nothing short of dystopian. They're not just rewriting the rules, they're rewriting reality. Family, gender, culture dismantled. Privacy abolished. In its place, a system of total obedience enforced by surveillance and algorithms. That's why protecting yourself starts now with VP.net. In this digital war, your data is the first casualty. VP.net helps you shield your identity before it's too late. Because this isn't just theory anymore. Thanks to Peter Thiel, Alex Karp, and the WF's long-laid plans, the framework for a full-blown social credit score system in America is already being assembled, quietly, relentlessly. Still think it can't happen here? Just look at the nations where Palantir's tech is already in place. The consequences aren't speculative, they're real. And they're chilling. We've got the details right after this message from our sponsor. Today's sponsor is PillsForever.com. If you think Big Pharma have your best interests at heart, think again. Under Biden, the price of medicine in America has skyrocketed, and there are certain medicines Big Pharma don't want you to know about. That's why I've partnered with PillsForever.com. All of their FDA-approved medicines are the cheapest you'll find anywhere. More importantly, you can order medicines that Big Pharma don't want you to have, such as ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, and fenbendazole. Speaking of fenbendazole, not only does it get rid of parasites that live inside your body, there have been studies that show fenbendazole can help with cancer. Listen to this testimony of Joe Tippins, a cancer survivor, thanks to fenbendazole.
2 years ago, Joe Tippins says he was told to go home, call hospice, and say his goodbyes. The doctors were unanimous. He was going to die of small cell lung cancer.
Once that kind of cancer goes that far afield, the odds of survival are less than 1%, and the median life expectancy is 3 months.
Tippins says he got a tip, not from a pharmacist, but a veterinarian. And in his desperation, he turned from people medicine to dog medicine. Specifically, fenbendazole.
My insurance company spent $1.2 million on me with traditional means before I switched to a $5 a week medicine that actually saved me.
Get 15% off using coupon code People's Voice at the checkout. Please click the link below this video to take advantage of this fantastic offer. Palantir's AI system, reportedly nicknamed Antichrist AI by insiders, is already operational in Israel, where the Netanyahu government uses it to assign Palestinians a numerical score between 1 and 100, determining their perceived threat level. Even more disturbing, the system generates a daily kill list, identifying 100 individuals for targeted assassination, based entirely on algorithmic profiling. When asked about Palantir's role in these operations, Peter Thiel offered no real answer, and instead said that he defers to Israel.
So what do you think about the use of artificial intelligence, or Lavender, by the IDF in identifying Hamas targets?
Going into all the I'm not on top of all the details of what's going on in Israel, because my bias is to defer to Israel. It's not for us to second guess everything. And I believe that broadly the IDF gets to decide what it wants to do, and that they're broadly in the right.
While Phil remains tongue-tied in public, behind closed doors, he and his WF allies are aggressively lobbying for the same surveillance technology to be rolled out across the United States. His Palantir co-founder Alex Karp is even more brazen. According to Karp, anyone who resists or refuses to comply with the emerging social credit score system should be treated as a terrorist, just as the Israeli government labels women and children queuing for food and water as enemy combatants.
In 2024, Palantir made a deal with Israel to harness Palantir's advanced technology in support of war-related missions. We see part of that technology today as the Lavender AI system, which assigns Palestinians a numerical score of 1 to 100 based on how likely they are of being an enemy. It has a 10% error rate, which has been acceptable for Israel and Palantir.
Oh.
And,
you
know, well, if you, do you want to hear my answer? So the primary source of death in Palestine is the fact that Hamas has realized that there are millions and millions of useful idiots that will... mostly terrorists.
This is the same man who once suggested deploying drones to spray fentanyl-laced urine on those who oppose him. And no, he didn't say it like a joke.
You need a higher purpose, and I also think you often need a lower purpose. Like, the higher purpose for me...
What's a lower purpose?
Well, I love the idea of getting a drone and having light fentanyl-laced urine spraying on analysts who tried to screw us. So that's my lower purpose. And, and others, but the higher purpose for me was to get this nation to be the preeminent power in the world, because whatever faults we have, they're nothing like anyone else's.
In Palantir circles, neutralizing hostile cognitive infrastructure, military speak for destroying the contents of a skull that holds the wrong ideas, is considered a top priority. They've already developed slide decks and strategy briefings outlining exactly how it'll be executed when the time comes.
Here is 3 grams of shaped explosive. This is how it works. Did you see that? That little band is enough to penetrate the skull and destroy the contents.
Did you hear those gasps and cheers? These are people fully signed up to the globalist mission to monitor and control humanity through advanced technology. And it's being rolled out before our eyes, while the masses continue to sleep, believing that everything is fine. Xfinity just launched Wi-Fi Motion, a new feature that tracks movements inside your home with nothing but Wi-Fi signals. No cameras, no sensors, just your internet bouncing waves off your body to see where you are. And it's automatically included. Your router just became a motion detector. Welcome to the next phase of surveillance. And they're calling it convenience. Protect yourself before it's too late. Sign up with VP.net today, because in this digital war, your data is the first battlefield. Here are a few more survival hacks for the world we're walking into. If they promise safety, it's really about control. If Palantir is involved, you are the product. If Peter Thiel is funding it, assume it's a CIA front. If they say it's for security, it's surveillance full stop. And if you dare to question any of it, congratulations, you're already on the list. The only way to stop the globalists and their Trojan horse agenda is simple. We make the resistance too big to silence. We make the list so long, they can't take us out one by one. They can't erase us all if we stand together. The techno-communist surveillance state can't be allowed to become a reality. Because once it's in place, there's no off switch, no escape.
And you look at this AI bill, and Joe Allen's going to get up here. As much as Meta and Google, who are two demons, and President Trump's Justice Department and FTC have them in federal court to start to break them up right now. Palantir is, I think, really the villain in this in the AI. And Palantir has all kind of questions about Palantir. Supposedly now it's gone MAGA, right, from being guys that were founded by liberal Democrats, progressive Democrats. It's, once again, it's one of these things that's gone totally MAGA. But we'll have to get into that with Joe Allen, because all these guys had this amazing transformation to become MAGA, but then you see what they want to do. The surveillance system, what is the surveillance system they're working on? What is this AI? Why they need a 10-year moratorium? Why a 5-year compromise? Is the Chinese Communist Party really ahead of us, or is that just using that as a crutch?
Here at The People's Voice, we're determined to continue exposing the elite, but we need your help. Subscribe to the channel and join the People's Voice Locals community to join our amazing team and gain access to exclusive and uncensored content. I hope to see you there. Government agencies, NSA, CIA, Mossad, you name it, are tapping your every move online, feeding their globalist surveillance machine. Your VPN isn't saving you, your VPN is spying on you. They flash no logs like it's a promise. But what they're really saying is, trust us. Trust foreign outfits in Israel, Panama, Romania, Switzerland? Trust them not to sell your data when the globalists tighten their grip? We know their plans. They told us. They're building a digital prison planet, digital IDs, 50-minute cities, total internet control. The globalist takeover needs one thing. Every click, every search, every move you make online in their hands. You think you're safe? Mossad has just been busted spying on White House officials. Nobody's safe. I don't know about you, but it boils my blood knowing they're chaining the internet to their globalist agenda. That's why I've partnered with VP.net, the world's first verified privacy network. They don't promise trust, they prove it. Cryptographic proof in real time that they can't see your traffic. They can't see it, and neither can some tyrannical governments, not even if they came with court orders and threats. Your data is locked in Intel SGX secure enclaves. Cryptographic vaults so secure, even the owners of VP.net are shut out. This isn't privacy by some flimsy policy, it's privacy by design, built to break their control. Once you see VP.net, you can't go back. Still using legacy VPNs in 2025? That's like wiring your brain straight into the surveillance matrix. Strike back against the digital overlords by visiting vp.net/TPV. It's privacy by design, because the internet's their battlefield, and vp.net is your shield.